Good morning, Sunday the 16th. Our winning streak in score projections over at Patreon ended, but I don't feel bad about today. It's not a large card over there today. I'll give you a few of the picks. Let's start with baseball, where New York Mets facing Oakland Athletics. Oakland at home, Mets on the road. Let's go with the underdog. Plus 135. Oakland plus 135. J.P. Sears on the mound, who should have a fairly decent day. I'm not expecting any sort of a shutout here. As a matter of fact, I would look for some more runs in this game than expected. But the Mets pitcher, Buoto, is not going to have a good day. Regardless of how poor the Oakland offense is, they are used to playing against minor league opposition and have been very successful in that. And guess what we have here? A minor league pitcher getting a shot for the Mets. It's going to be Oakland today at home. Again, it's an ugly play because who wants to bet on the Oakland A's? The worst run differential in all of baseball. Don't have a lot of wins on the season, but today will be one of them. All right, let's go over to NBA. I've got some ugliness here for you. Because you know what? The only thing comfortable about these games is probably the winners in three of the four. I don't want to touch the Lakers game against Memphis. I want to stay away from that completely. But it does appear that the home teams, Milwaukee, Phoenix, and Denver, appear primed to take the first game of their respective series at home. Covering spreads, however, is not at all comfortable. I do not like any of the favorites. I can make an argument for any of those favorites to win and cover. I can also make some arguments for the underdogs to cover, but I can't. I have not been able to make any arguments for an outright upset. Therefore, there's only one way to play this. Unfortunately, we have to break a rule to do it. I'm talking about a score projections rule. So we will be that stupid savage today and take all three on a moneyline parlay for plus 113. That's the saving grace, as it were, at plus money. If you were to take only two of the three, you would not be, and that would not be a smart play because upsets do happen all the time. Of course, adding three teams together means there's three chances for an upset. I just don't see that today. We know that upsets happen all the time, but this does not look like one of those days for these three. I could be wrong. It happens. It happened yesterday. I had a losing day. But probably not on this one today. Don't go crazy on it because it's breaking rule. Three teams in a moneyline parlay. I mean, how about square? Get your pen out and just make a box and sit inside of it. That's a square play, a rube pick. And you know what? I think it's the only way to play it today. There are some props out there. I personally do not like playing prop bets in the first game of a playoff series. If you do that, it is somewhat comfortable to take your biggest stars on the team and expect them to get overs on whatever number you're looking at, whether that be points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, whatever that their specialty is. It's more likely than not for them to go over that number for the big stars to get people that have had playoff experience, people who have shown that they have chops, history to count on, they'll go to those players. Steals and blocks, of course, a little more difficult to predict, but the points, rebounds, and assists, a little more easy to predict. And so look for those studs to go over their respective specialties. That's the only real advantage you might be able to take in a opening round playoff. But once things get rolling, that somewhat diminishes as well because teams will look to take them away. And that, of course, is the risk in the first game. They may key on. That's the problem with playoff betting. They may key on that star and take away their points, take away their rebounds, take away their assists. It just does happen like that way. It's not generally a winning strategy to take a star away from that and focus all your energy on that because then the other guys come up and they take the game for you. So it's a chess game, not a checkers game. And sometimes it's better to stay on the sidelines for that. which is what's going to happen here. I'm going to stay on the sidelines, except for expecting those teams to win. But again, back to the mantra, the soapbox, the preaching. Playoff sports are more for the fans than they are for the bettors. I stand by that. It's true. That doesn't mean you can't win money. And basketball, college basketball, was profitable for us in the postseason. NFL was profitable for us in the postseason. We can go on and on. It happens. It's just less likely to make money in the postseason than it is in the regular season. And that's a fact. The change on that is that a lot of amateur, or just casual, I should say, is a better word for it, casual bettors, don't really get involved until the playoffs. And they start betting on their favorite teams, or they're not a homer, but they're watching all the games that they have time to watch because there's less games in the playoffs. And they feel they get an edge, and they bet that edge. And sometimes you can get lucky. But just count on, if you've had a great season by simply watching NBA games, and then you get overconfident, it's that next year maybe that takes you to the cleaners. You might, maybe the previous year you picked the overall winner, you got all the series winners right, you're getting obviously the majority of the games right, and you feel like now you have such your finger on the pulse of the NBA so well that you can't be beaten, and now you're quadrupling your bets the next season, you're going to spend your paycheck on it, you're going to spend, no, don't. That is when that's when the sky comes falling down on you. All right, enough of the boring, gloomy Gus nonsense. One of the purposes of this podcast is to keep you safe on this stuff. And of course, if we lose any of these bets I've given you, you're not going to want to follow any of my advice on this. All I can say is it's possible to lose these games that I've given you, but the advice, search around for it. I suppose you're not going to find it, because what sports books wants to advertise, not betting on these games. Well, I'll tell you that you shouldn't bet on these games unless you have some sort of an edge on it, some sort of information, some sort of logic on it. And yep, that's the end of the Gloomy Gus podcast for today. Best of luck.